From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Finland today. He is there to speak at the Arctic Council. It's a group of northern countries that meets to work on issues facing the Arctic region. The top of the world is warming at twice the rate of the rest of the planet, thanks to climate change. Melting ice there presents both economic challenges and opportunities, as Marketplace's Scott Tong on our sustainability desk reports.
A warmer Arctic means less ice in the summer and more shipping, oil drilling, and mining. Pompeo is expected to voice concern that much of that activity is non-U.S. China has invested billions in energy projects with Russia, which doubled its Arctic shipping traffic in the last year. Babson College economist Michael Goldstein.
There is a joke I heard that before you couldn't go through because you get worried about hitting an iceberg. Now you go through and you're going to get hit with an iceberg of paperwork from the Russian government.
He says it makes sense the Chinese and the Russians are the first movers. Geographically, their side of the Arctic is melting first. And economically, Russia needs the energy and China needs diverse shipping lanes, says Malte Humpert of the Arctic Institute think tank.
China and Russia are really good at thinking long term. They're not tied into two-year election cycles.
He says the challenge for the U.S. is to engage more and invest more. Today's meeting will focus on commercial rules, when it's okay to fish in a warmer Arctic, and preventing oil spills. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.